Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We are here today with Rebecca Perkins from the Community Blood Center. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. Good to see you again, Cindy.
Yes. So we have talked numerous times, but not in Wellness Wednesday. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This is a long time coming. Yeah, you should have been here already.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, and you guys have exciting stuff going on, so that's another reason you're here. But let's introduce you to everybody. Tell us all who you are, what your title is, where you are, and how long you've been there.
Well, my name is Rebecca Perkins. I work at the Community Blood Center. I'm the account manager there. I've been in this role for just a little bit less than 2 years now, working with just a fabulous group that does all things blood drive and blood collection related. We support our local hospital systems, and so we're out in many different communities, working with coordinators, different businesses, schools, churches, you kind of name it. We're working with those individuals to set up different blood drives so that we can continue to collect blood products so that we can support our partners in, again, the local hospital systems.
Sure. And where is the blood center in town here?
We are located down on Forest Street. We are 211 Forest Street, right next to the post office downtown Wausau. That's where our physical blood center is. And then, as I mentioned, we're, you know, go out into the community to do different drives as well. But okay. That's home base for us.
Yeah. And you're local and close.
We're so local and close. Yes. And certainly blood donors come into the center as well. They don't have to go to a blood drive. We're open for them to come in Monday through Friday. And certainly convenience is everything for people. So sometimes it works really well for them to just, you know what, I'm on my lunch break or I'm off for the day. So I'm going to just scooch down and do my blood donation right at the blood center. And it is close by. It's convenient. Again, right next to the post office. And definitely welcome to pop in there as well.
Yeah. And the blood supply is essential, right? So that's why we're on Wellness Wednesday, because this is about community wellness, really. So we're going to start you fresh because you're new to the show.
Yeah.
So we have questions for you, Rebecca.
Oh, great.
So we're going to start with the tough ones. So when I say wellness, what does that mean to you personally?
Well, certainly I think wellness, it can be answered in many different ways. I think for me, wellness equals balance. And balance means I'm supporting myself, you know, my mind, my body, my soul. I need to find balance in all of those things and find ways that when my stress level peaks in any of those things, what am I going to do to find that balance again? So I think that, again, wellness equals balance, because it's more than just one thing. And so you have to work at those individual items so that you can find that balance and peace in your life.
Yeah, very good. And so you kind of started touching on it. So what do you do to keep yourself well? What are some of the things you like to do to kind of unwind and get yourself back to balanced?
And that's a great question. I think that it's not one thing. You know, sometimes it's getting out in nature because I need to hike or I need to camp or I need to paddleboard. You know, all of those things make me feel good. And so it's finding balance for myself. I would say, though, the last couple of years, my family and I joined a gym. And so sometimes it's getting myself or getting my family out, you know, and getting a good workout in. You know, certainly eating healthier is something too. I think we're always working on that. And all of those things, I'm not perfect in any of them, but I have to continue to work at them because they make me feel good. They make me feel better. And I found this really cool picture recently. I mean, on one of the social media platforms, there was an image that said, "Work out because you love your body, not because you hate it."
Oh, very nice.
I loved it. I saved it. I shared it, you know, with our children, because I think that that's huge. Like, we're not going to be perfect in everything we do, mm-hmm. but there's ways for us to feel better. about what we're doing. And that's it for me is, you know, the nature part, the working out part, the eating healthy, all of those things help support that balance for me.
Yeah. Find the things that you love and that make you feel good and do that.
Yes, very absolutely. Nice.
Well, and we are right on time. So you're just like perfect today, Rebecca, because now we're going to hear from our sponsor, the Community Blood Center. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about what you do to help others with their wellness and get into your job a little bit.
That sounds perfect.
We will be right back. All right, welcome back, everyone. Thanks for sticking with us and hanging out on this wonderful Wellness Wednesday. We are talking with Rebecca Perkins from the Community Blood Center. And we just heard her views on wellness for herself and what she does. And it kind of comes back to, like most of our guests, where it's a balance and doing things that make you feel good about you and make your body feel better and your family. So I think we are all on the same page with that.
Absolutely.
And the new fun thing here, we're going to talk about what you do for others' wellness because you have a pretty darn important job. So tell us a little bit about what you do for others' wellness, and then let's talk about the blood center a little bit.
So in my role as an account manager, I work, of course, at the Community Blood Center and work with many different coordinators out in the communities that surround us to set up these blood drives so that we can continue to collect blood products and support our community. It really comes down to blood donations, support our community's health, because the blood that we collect goes and supports with surgery cases, illnesses, traumas. And if we don't have that constant donors coming through our doors to give blood and support with that mission, we can't do that for our partners. So it really does come down to, again, that blood donations and being part of that is supporting your community's health. Because again, that blood can go to someone that you very well might know that needs that boost with that blood products. So we have a really amazing, very loyal group of donors that already comes to the blood center or to different blood drives that supports with our mission. But really, there is a constant need for more individuals to kind of jump on the bandwagon, if you will. We're always looking for new donors or donors to visit us more often. You can donate blood every 8 weeks, and some people do just that. Sometimes that's not it for everybody. They like to spread it out a little bit more, and that's okay too. But, you know, share that with people. If you have a neighbor, a friend, a family member who doesn't donate right now or they don't feel comfortable, bring them with. Have them check it out. Have them watch you so that maybe next time they do feel comfortable about it. And we welcome, of course, anybody over the age of 16. So we go to a lot of schools as well, and we do our blood drives right there. If you are 16 years old, you do need to have a consent form from a parent or guardian. But again, that 16 is the magic number. You can come in and donate with us and make it your routine. Make it part of your routine.
I feel like the blood donation and blood supply is something I personally have just never considered. Like, it's just never been a thing. I feel like most of us probably, this is just an area we know exists. And we just, it just does its thing, right? But if we all think that way, we're going to run out of blood supply.
Right.
So this isn't a scary thing. Like, you guys are very inviting. I donated at an event a year or so ago, and it was a little intimidating at first because you don't know what you're getting into.
Right.
But everybody was super nice. The process was really detailed. Mm-hmm. And not everyone can donate, right? Just because you show up, there might be something. You do testing and things, so there might be a delay in the testing. Or, like, how does that work real quick
That's a great question. So you are right. There are sometimes people come and they register, but they go through their vital checks. We always do a finger stick to check your hemoglobin or your iron level. And sometimes that's a little bit too low. And so you might get deferred that time. That's okay. That doesn't mean the next time that that would be the same. So absolutely it can happen where you come in, you want to give blood, but it doesn't work out that day for whatever reason. And vitals could be you have a temperature. Maybe you have a temperature that day. So there's things we want to make sure that you're feeling healthy, that you're feeling good before we take blood from you. So absolutely those things are all in place. We want to, again, make sure that you're feeling great before you give blood. And then after, we want to make sure you're replenishing. So we always have free drinks, free snacks, We want you to hang out for a little while. We want you to make sure you're feeling good or equal to when you walked in the doors. And that's very important to us as well. We certainly want to support that and make sure you're feeling healthy before you leave.
And people do have a little bit of a, I don't want to call it a reaction and be negative, but like some people do take a minute to kind of bounce back, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like you're taking blood out of your body. It's not a natural thing.
Right.
And it sometimes takes you a minute to get back. So just be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Just plan light activities after. And you guys always have the best snacks, so you're going to get treated nice after the fact too. But it's very welcoming. It's very nice. It's bright. It's not all dark and scary. You're not like getting stabbed 20 times. Like the people are very good at what they do.
Very good.
So if you're going to do it, this is about as nice of a way to do it, right?
Right.
Like you guys are pretty fantastic.
Everybody is so wonderful. And matter of fact, that it just made me think when I first started working at the Community Blood Center, I had a brand new coworker come up to me and just say, "You're going to love it here." And he was right. I mean, I work with an amazing group of people. They are talented. They know what they're doing. They can help you with questions that you have. And the coordinators that I get to work with are equally wonderful. You know, everybody is on this common ground, on this common mission to collect blood products so that we can save lives together. It's huge. It's awesome. It's supportive. It just feels good. And so even though, Cindy, you're mentioning, hey, you might be a little like, oh, this is a different feeling. I'm maybe feeling a little off after I give my unit of blood. Give yourself a little time. Give yourself a little grace to replenish. And you're going to bounce back. You're going to be just fine. We also recline people in the chairs while they're giving so that they're as relaxed as possible. And again, our staff is just amazing at answering questions that you might have. So, you know, even if before you come down to a blood drive or before you go to the blood center, give us a call. We'd be happy to answer questions that you might have.
Fantastic. And I think that is the perfect place to stop us for our on-air portion. We are going to dig into this more on the podcast side, so make sure you guys come back and listen to the second portion of this. But Rebecca, take us out. Tell us who you are and where to get a hold of you and what is coming up.
Perfect. So again, my name is Rebecca Perkins. I work at the Community Blood Center, downtown Wausau. We're at 211 Forest Street, right next to the post office. You can check us out on our website, which is communityblood.org. You can give us a ring at 800-280-4102 with any questions you might have. You can also check out what kind of blood drives we have coming up. Find one that's in a community near you or pop into our blood center and we'd be happy to help you out at either place.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. Again, Rebecca Perkins with the Blood Center right downtown, right behind the mall where it used to be. Easy to get to. Thank you so much. And make sure you guys come back for the second part of this on the podcast. And we will see you next Wednesday. All right, welcome back. You are on the podcast side here now with the Community Blood Center. Rebecca Perkins, our special guest today. So we have a couple things coming up. By the time somebody's listening to this on the podcast side, these might be past these particular things. However, you are always around. So let's talk about it really quick, the things that are coming up. So we're first going to be in Merrill.
That's right.
And then Wausau. So Merrill is on Thursday the 8th.
Correct.
I believe is the date, right?
That's correct.
So that'll be the first kickoff. Is this the kickoff to the MASH in this area?
Well, in this area, I would say yes, but they've been going on all summer. We kind of keep saying, like, we're on this tour, you know, and we're hitting up all these cities and we're collecting blood in the areas that we support. So, yes, in this area, I would say yes to that question. We're going to be in Merrill, like you said, Cindy, on August 8th. Which is Thursday. We'll be there from 7:30 to 4:30 p.m. collecting blood from donors, and we'll be at the Northwoods Veteran Post that day. Then, same type of topic here, the following week we're going to be in Wausau. And Wausau's, this is their first annual, which is really exciting. We're trying to really promote and share and get people excited about it because in other cities that we've mentioned, it's really a tradition. They've been doing them for many years. The community knows about them. Everybody's very excited. We have to get people in Wausau excited because it's a big deal. It's really fun to be part of, and there's some really awesome perks.
Well, we have some friends that wanted to participate, too. So the Central Wisconsin Military Show is donating a 50s era MASH ambulance. So for sure that one's going to be in Merrill. And if you guys don't make it to one of these MASH sites, get out to the military show also. They're out in Annawa. But another just kind of fun thing to get some little more excitement and get it kind of to where some of these things began, right? And in looking at some of these old vehicles is pretty neat too. But so the concept is in the tour. I love the title is The Tour of All Types.
That's
because
right.
All blood types matter, right? Like
every one of them.
Tell us maybe just a little really quick about the different blood types because they do different things, right?
Well, and they certainly go to different people. That's the thing is not every blood type can go to or be transfused to another person. And that is testing behind the scenes, you know, in a laboratory that takes place. But they are all vital to make our mission go round. You know, certainly you hear, and we've probably all heard, like, oh, yes, O negative, that's the universal. It can go to anyone. So, you know, if you're an O negative, you probably get called a lot. Hey, you're eligible. You should come on in. We need your blood type. But really, the truth behind the matter is we need them all because there are all sorts of patients that need that transfusion. So never think, you know, because I'm not an O negative, I shouldn't be coming in because we truly do still need you.
Yeah, I almost feel like you're a little more important, right? Because
right.
You are very specific. So there is a bigger need for that because the O negative people cannot contain it all, right?
Right, like, right.
We
right.
need to have some time to recoup, right? So I think it's clever, the whole the tour of all types.
Yes.
And you guys are all around. Like you're everywhere.
We are everywhere.
You have home base.
Yep.
So that people can always come donate at the center, but then the tour is going on. So
right.
They're not all the MASH fun, you know, kind of cool ones. What does the tour look like?
So the tour is fun because the tour drives are a MASH style blood drive. So those are really fun because they've got those added perks. There's a t-shirt that donors receive. There's going to be some special food. There's going to be brats, hot dogs. There's an ice cream voucher. Just all sorts of extra fun to get everybody excited about it. Certainly at our other blood drives, those are happening all the time as well. We're in different communities. Again, in the communities that we're supporting those hospitals in as well. And sometimes there's perks at those too, depending on what the coordinator kind of has up their sleeve. Sometimes we have promos going, so there might be a free t-shirt at those as well. That's not out of the picture at all. But yeah, for the MASH ones, kind of getting back into that topic, we really want to make them fun, exciting, and so people look forward to them every year.
How long does a supply stay good for? I mean, it's not the way that I want to ask that, but like
once
I donate, so like say I go and I donate,
yep,
and my blood gets done to whatever, how mm-hmm. long does that last? Like how long can that sit until somebody needs it?
Shelf life is 42 days. So, you know, we bring all of the blood back to our laboratory. We have to test it. We have to label it. And then our local hospital systems that we support kind of put in an order with us, if you will. They'll put an order in, this is what I need, these are the types I need, and that gets sent off to them. So it doesn't really stay with us too long. It's getting out to the hospital systems that need it. But yes, to answer that question, 42 days is that time frame in which it is good for. And so you can see there's just this constant need. That's less time than when you're eligible for. So you can donate every 8 weeks. So that 42 is less than that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'll say that again. So the shelf life of a red blood cell product is 42 days and you can donate every 8 weeks. So by the time you are ready to donate again, that blood is already been transfused. It's already helped somebody. That shelf life is done. So it's just important to get in the doors when you can. And the every 8 weeks, it's not for everybody. Some people, hey, you know what? I feel better if I do every 12 weeks. That's great. Everybody's different. We want you to come in when you're feeling well. You know, don't ever come in if you're a little under the weather, you're not feeling right, because that's not going to make you feel any better.
No.
You know?
No, it's going to make you
feel
a little tireder. But, well, and that's good that you are saying like the 42 days and it's, you have orders and it's out. Because I would hate for people to think like, well, I just donated and now that just sat there. The blood is not sitting, right? Like it is going.
That's
the point why we need more, because the second you guys get it, it's allocated somewhere.
Right.
Somebody already is in need of it.
Correct.
And it all stays local? Like our area is the benefactors of this.
It does. It all stays local. That is a huge driving point for us. You know, even when the Appleton office, the Northwoods, Chicago has an office as well, there are over, I believe, 60 hospital systems that combined in our offices we support. And it stays local and it helps people right here. And it is an amazing way to give back.
Nice. So what is something, like if you had one thing that you could tell people have never donated before to make it better for them, what's your number one tip?
Eat and drink before you're coming in to donate. I think that's a common thought for people. Like, oh, you know what? When I go to the doctor, they're actually telling me to fast. We don't want you to do that. We want you to eat a great breakfast, be drinking water all day. I mean, you have to be feeling your best. We have people who come in and, oh, you know what? I didn't eat well. And we'll tell you, hey, go grab a granola bar. Go grab a granola bar from our little snack table. Have something to drink. There's a cooler over there, because you have to be feeling the best that you can. That's the number one thing in my mind, is eat and drink. You can always reference our website as well. It has some other good tips about making sure you have a good night's rest and you're wearing comfortable clothes. You know, folks even bring like a water bottle with them while they're donating, so you can sit in the chair and be snacking and drinking if that's what makes you feel good. But just keep that in mind, that that is definitely the number one tip to make sure that it goes the best that it can.
Sure. And I know the time when I donated, it seemed like a lot of the people around me were professional donators, because they were like all just super chill and, like you said, drinking their stuff or doing whatever and chitty chatting. And I was sitting in my chair being like, okay, am I going to survive this? I mean, there was nothing bad about my experience, but it's a little nerve wracking.
Yeah.
If you have not done it before, and it'd been many years since I did it before. So, you know, you're a little nervous, but.
You know, that's a really good point though, because there are so many people who are, they're loyal to this. They come in every 8 weeks or right around. And we don't want to burn those people out either. I think
right.
That's a really good point, is if we all chip in and we're all, hey, I'm eligible. I know that I can do it. I'm a healthy individual. Come on down and give it a try. You know, have it in mind that it's going to be about a 45-minute, maybe hour window of time. I think that's another thing to point out to people. But really, if we're all giving when we can, it takes the pressure off certain individuals who are doing it constantly. We don't want to burn anybody out. We want to be supportive of one another and give to this need.
Sure.
Because it's a constant one, as we had mentioned before.
And I know summertime, from some of the things that I have read from you guys, summertime is one of those quandaries, right? Where like you need it more in the summertime because of everybody is out doing all these things and getting injured. I mean, it's as simple as that, right?
Yes.
We're out doing stuff, but you can't make the time to donate because you're out doing the stuff, but then you get injured and you need the stuff. So it's one of those little circles.
Yes.
So there is always a good time. And the summer is a very good time to take that hour out of your life and make it better, because there's a lot going on.
That's dead on. You know, we even see our regular donors who, you know, come in whenever they can. You know, now they're on vacation or they're visiting family here and they can't make it in. And you're right. That's more of a reason for you to say, hey, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to support, because, again, Cindy, you nailed it. We have a spike in transfusions because people are out enjoying life too. And unfortunately, sometimes that equals an accident, you know, unfortunately, but they need blood. And so we see a little spike in that and then a little decrease in people giving because they're doing fun things too. So, you know, again, you don't have to do a blood donation all the time. You don't have to do it every 8 weeks, but if everybody chipped in a little bit and could do it a couple times a year, wow. What a difference that would make in supporting those that need it.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of this and having you on the show too, is the awareness of you don't have to do it every 8 weeks.
Right.
You don't even have to do it twice a year.
Correct.
But if you did, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like such a difference. Like you said, there are some professionals, right, that you see constantly because that's just how they do and that's their way to contribute. But yeah, we can't be burning them out. We got to have somebody else step in once in a while because we need all of the types.
We
need all the people.
There's a really interesting statistic that's out there, and it's out of all of the eligible people who can give blood, only 10% do. So that means that there's all of these individuals out there, and it's not for everybody. I understand that, absolutely. But only 10% are. And so if we can spread the word and let them know where we are and where we will be, that might help, because convenience is just a huge part of it for people. I work all day. How am I going to get there? You know, we do have every second Tuesday of the month, we're open later at the center. So that helps people who, you know what, I work until 5. Well, maybe mark your calendar for that second Tuesday of the month, because we are open until 6. And it might be a great opportunity for you to come in.
Yeah.
Bring someone, you know, who is also eligible. Sit side by side with a friend and give blood. It feels really great. You feel good that you're helping somebody else, and that's a great feeling.
Yeah, and it's not like we can, if we could, we'd do this already. You can't just make synthetic blood. Like,
right.
We need what we got.
Right. I wish we could go right back to the laboratory and just, you know, whip up a batch, but it's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's not a thing, you guys. It has to come from another donor, just like you or I. And it is a constant need. We have to be collecting blood every day in order to support the needs of our community.
And how much do you, when you donate, how much do you donate? What is the amount?
Oh, you know what? That just actually updated as well, because we got new bags. I don't have that number off the top of my head. Oh, I apologize. I wish I knew that.
I feel like a pint is a thing. Is it a
pint-ish? It is, because, you know, there's a cute thing, a pint for a pint, and sometimes we can get an ice cream shop or Culver's or something like that involved in that. So it's, yes, it is right around there. The CC volume, I don't have off the top of my head, because we did just get new bags, but
sure. Yeah. Well, and the point I'm trying to make is, like, you're not taking a gallon of somebody's blood.
We're not.
This is little doses, manageable doses, which is why it's even more important to get more of them. Because just because I go donate, you're not going to take all of my blood. Like, I need the rest of me to live.
Right.
So what you're taking is just a little portion.
It's just a little portion. But good point, because that's why we do the vitals. That's why we do the finger stick. You know, we want to make sure that you are eligible on all of those levels before you give blood, because we don't want you to feel any worse, you know, than you need to. Like, absolutely not. So those are in place so that we can make sure that you are feeling good and you are healthy to give blood that day.
Yeah, that's what I think is cool about the whole with the blood center, is that it is a process. It does take a little bit of time, but the way you guys are doing it, you're taking care of the donor above and beyond anything else.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty fantastic. And it's not scary. I mean, it's a little nervous if you've not done it before. And even if you have needles and things, that's a thing.
Yeah.
But you guys make it really easy. Everybody, like you had said, everybody's very nice. Everybody's very easy to talk to and very accommodating. Like, everybody's smiling and happy. I've not seen one crabby person anywhere in there, you know.
We smile every day. We laugh every day. It's a wonderful group. And yes, as I touched on, they are wonderful at what they do. They're great at making you feel good and answering questions. So if you have them, reach out to us, because maybe we can put something to rest. You know, something that you're worried about, maybe we can put that to rest.
Yeah.
And again, if you need to come in with, you know, a colleague, a friend, a family member, just to check it out so that you know what you're getting, you know, yourself into, do that.
Yeah.
Do that. And we'd be happy to help you out with any question that you might have.
Sure. And maybe the big in public drives aren't your thing. Maybe you'd rather do it a little more private. That's why you have the home base on Forest Street.
Absolutely.
Easy to get to. Call them up. And I think this is probably a really good place to stop us for today, because I think we've covered a lot of information. So I'm going to have you wrap us up one more time. Tell us again who you are and how to get a hold of you and where the Blood Center is located.
Perfect. So I'm Rebecca from the Community Blood Center. We are located downtown Wausau at 211 Forest Street. You can check us out on our website. We're at communityblood.org, or you can give us a call at our 800 number, which is 800-280-4102.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in today, Rebecca Perkins with the Community Blood Center. We will be talking to you again, I'm sure. So want to thank the Blood Center for sponsoring Wellness Wednesday this month and for all of the stuff you guys do. You are amazing, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
All right. We will see you guys next week.